Praise the Lord. Message number 35. The title of the message, Wisdom from Heaven. Let's open our Bible to James, the book of James, chapter 3, and let's read verse 13 to verse 18. Who's wise and understanding among you, let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly and spiritual of the devil. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemaker who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. Let's pray. Lord, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this time you give us. Thank you for your word to us. O Lord, in the name of Jesus, we do pray, O God, that let your will be done in our life, O God. Let the message, Lord, be clear, O God, and let your word, it will help your people to go on and save you and live their life unto you fully, O God. I pray that people get delivered, people get understanding, people will receive solution to their problem. People, they will receive answers for their question. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, people will be raising up, O God, and commit their life fully unto you, O God. I pray for a heavenly wisdom out of this message that you send to your church. O Lord, even I pray in the name of Jesus, that you take this message with the power of the Holy Spirit and make it spread and reach those who are waiting to hear your word. We thank you and we praise you, Jesus. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. There are two kind of wisdom. The wisdom that comes from heaven, and that is from God, that will make the life peaceful and beautiful, will make our life fruitful and effective and productive in the knowledge of the Lord, and that will bring us to eternity and life forever with the Lord. And the second type of wisdom is wisdom from down, wisdom from below, not from heaven. In verse 15, he gives certain definition of the second type of wisdom, the wisdom that comes from down. Such wisdom does not come from heaven, but is earthly and spiritual of the devil. So here there are three main sources of the wisdom that come from down. First, earthly. People now, they are doing many things, and you ask them, why you are doing that? They will say, all the people, they do the same. Everyone is doing it. Everyone is stealing, everyone is telling lies, everyone is cheating. Everyone, he go and buy expensive thing. Everyone have done this way. All the people, they are doing it in the same way that we are doing. That is the earthly wisdom. You imitate the other people around you. And that's where the tradition and the cultural things and the ritual things will pass from generation to generation and from human to human. The people, they will not question, is this what the other are doing? Is right or wrong? You ask yourself, everyone is doing it, but is it right or is it wrong? Have you went to the Word of God? Have you checked the Word of God? What the Word of God says about that matter? What the people are doing? Yes, there are many, they are doing it, but if there are many, that does not mean they are right. Sometimes the majority are wrong and the minority are correct. Go to the Word of God and check and examine what you are doing. And that's what we say. Read your Bible. Study the scripture. Ask the Lord to explain to you. We as a church, we are willing to help you, to make you improve and get advanced with the Word of God, so that your life will become better as you delivered from the earthly wisdom and follow and adopt the wisdom of heaven that come from the Lord, you adopt it in your life. So the first source of the wisdom from below is the earthly wisdom from down, from the people, imitate the people. The second source of it is unspiritual. Is unspiritual is not the work of the spirit. It's not the work of the Holy Spirit. It's the work of the flesh. The work of the flesh. The sinful nature of man. I ask the people, why you do that? Is the Lord told you? He say no, but I like. The word I like, that is from the flesh. Flesh give birth to flesh. It's not that God spoke it or the Lord say that to them. But themselves, they decided to do that because they like it. Their flesh, the sinful nature, is pushing them to do such things. We were reading book of Galatians chapter 5 and verse 19 to verse 21. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery, idolatry, and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. So here we find a lot of work of the flesh. These are the unspiritual wisdom come from these things, sexual immorality, impurity, wrong things and wrong motive, wrong agenda, debauchery, spending too much, drinking, like the lost son. He went and he squandered all what he have received, debauchery, idolatry, idol worship, witchcraft. All this can give wisdom, but unspiritual, not from the Lord, it's from the flesh. Hatred. People base their decision upon their hatred, discord, jealousy, fit of rage. All these can contribute to the decision of the people. Selfish ambition. Many people, they decide to do certain things because they have selfish ambition. They have their own ambition to do their own selfish ambition. Dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. These are the things that in the flesh will bring up to the surface the work of the flesh and the unspiritual wisdom. And that's why the people suffer, because they follow their own desire. One important point here that I want to emphasize is about selfish ambition. Some people, they like to do certain things. They like to go and live in certain place. They want to study certain study. They want to make a certain business. That is by itself is not wrong. But as long as God did not say it, you yourself, you want to do that. That's what we call it, a selfish ambition. God did not bless what you are planning to do. So that is your sin. And when you do it, you will do something. Externally, it is look beautiful. But it is not from the Lord. It is good things, but not from God. It is good plan, but not the plan of God. It is your selfish ambition that brought up unspiritual wisdom that makes you take unspiritual decision, and that decision would put you in trouble. So the second source of the wisdom from down is unspiritual, the work of the flesh prevailing in your life, cause you to take a decision that contradict the decision that come from heaven or of the devil. The third kind of the third source of wisdom from down is the wisdom of devil. The wisdom of devil is not an ugly wisdom. It is sometimes very attractive, very fantastic, very beautiful, very impressive, but it's not from God. You know, when devil give wisdom, he will not give a ugly wisdom or something that is, oh, some people, they think that devil is having two horns and ugly face. No, sometimes devil is very handsome face, a very beautiful lady, or very nice idea, very, very, very impressive idea. Everything is wonderful looking, but this is of the devil. So you need to be careful about these things. What are the clues from the scripture that we have read in James chapter 3 verse 13 to verse 18? What are the clues that we might be, or you might be, corrupted with the wisdom not from heaven but from down? Or you might be in danger of taking a decision not of heaven, not from God, not from heavenly wisdom, but from the wisdom of devil or the flesh or the earthly wisdom that came from imitating other people. What are the clues in the scripture that we have read? Let's read verse 14. It says, but if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not boast about it or deny the truth. What are the things we read here that show clues about the wisdom from down, the non-spiritual wisdom, the Earthly wisdom, the wisdom of devil, is the word bitter. If you have bitterness, check your heart. You have hatred, you have anger. You are having grudges, ill and bad feeling and revenging against certain person. You are planning to do evil. That is bitterness. Envy. Are you envying others? You want to do this because others are doing. That is envious. You are envious. Selfish ambition in your heart. We spoke about selfish ambition. That pushes you to do wrong things. You say, do not boast about it. The word boasting, boast. Showing off. Showing yourself. You want to be known. You want to be well known. You want your name to be famous. That all will cause you to fall into a wisdom not from heaven. Or deny the truth. The word deny the truth. If you are knowing the truth but you are denying it, you are refusing it, then you are in danger of adopting a wisdom from down, not from heaven. Verse 16, for where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. What do you say here? You say here, another word that we, a new one for us, is the word disorder. We spoke about envy and selfish ambition. The word disorder. What you are going to do is will cause disorder and problem and disturbances and fight. That is not from God. That is from the devil. That is from your flesh. That is from the world. Earthly wisdom. Imitating other people. That is will have you disorder in your life and every evil practice. If you are practicing evil things, usury, bribing, telling lies, corruption, injustice, these are the evil practice, and the other things, practicing immorality, all these things if you are practicing, all these are a good resources for you to receive the wisdom from down, the earthly, the unspiritual, and from the devil, that this wisdom will bring destruction in your life. Now we will go back to the heavenly wisdom, the wisdom that come from heaven. We define the wisdom that will come from down, and I pray and I believe that the Lord will use the message to avoid your troubles and to deliver you from all kind of wisdom and the work of devil that come from earth, the non-spiritual of the flesh, or from the world, and your trial to imitate others to be like them. The heavenly wisdom, how we receive it? First, it coming from the Lord. How we can receive the heavenly wisdom? What of God said in Proverbs, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. When you fear God, then you will not do sin. You will not do wrong. You will endeavor to know the truth. You will do your best to read the word of God and apply the word of God in your life. Because you fear the Lord, you will not fight. Because you fear the Lord, you will not tell lies. Because you fear the Lord, you will not steal. Because you fear the Lord, you will not worship idols. Because you fear the Lord, you will not kill. You will not fight. You will not cause a problem. You will not harm others. Then, when there is a fear of God, the wisdom from heaven, from the Lord, will find a way to reach you. In James chapter 3 verse 13, say, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. He's asking who's wise, who's understanding among you. This is a challenging question for you today. Are you wise? Are you an understanding person? You may say yes, but he say here, let him show it by his good life. Is your life is good? Are you enjoying your life? To live a good life and to enjoy life, that does not mean you are rich or you have riches, but with the little that you have, as you have the wisdom from heaven, then you are enjoying the life. The Lord will make you enjoy your life because you are using the wisdom of the Lord and apply it in your life. That makes your life beautiful. Let him show it by his good life. Not only that, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. How we can show that he is, how you can show that you are wise and understanding? You can show it by good deeds, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. How you show that you are wise and understanding? First, you are enjoying your life. And second, your life is fruitful. You are having good fruit and everyone is noticing that good fruit. By good deed that you have done or you are doing in the humility that comes from wisdom. We spoke that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. There in verse 13, James chapter 3 verse 13, there is another word which is important to receive the wisdom of God. God will give his wisdom to those who fear him. And second, the Lord will give his wisdom to those who are humble. Humility that comes from wisdom. If you are humble and you have a humility and humble down, God would be able to speak to you and God will find it easy to give you his wisdom and his decision to adopt it in your life. You know, the word of God in the book of Psalm 25 verse 9, the word of God say, he guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. He guides the humble in what is right. If you are humble, God can guide you and you can receive the wisdom of the Lord, and then you will have a right decision. And then you will find yourself easy because you have been guided by the Lord to pass through the problem victoriously with the right decision and with the right action that brought success and prosperity in your life. Let's now describe, as the Word of God describes to us, the wisdom that came from heaven. Verse 17, James 3:17. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure. The wisdom that comes from heaven is pure. How do you know that your wisdom is from heaven? First, the character of that wisdom is pure. There is no wrong motive, hidden agenda, selfish ambition, or selfish interest or self-interest in your decision. You are purely taking that decision for the Lord. Pure. Very hard to find pure people now. Like, very difficult to find a pure honey, is also difficult now to find people with a pure heart and a pure motive. The wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure. How do you know that your decision is from God? Because you have a clean, clear motive about your decision. It's first of all pure. Then, peace loving. The wisdom from heaven does not delight in fighting and quarrel and shouting and division and strife. No, the peace, peace loving, not trouble loving. We need to be a peacemaker, not a troublemakers. Even those who hurt us, who harm us, who take our things with them, what we need to do? We just take ourselves aside, forgive them, release them in the hand of God, and continue to do what is right in His sight. We don't need to fight. We don't need to having grudges and unforgiveness and bitterness in our heart toward them. Leave them and trust the Lord and continue to do His will. The Lord will reward you and compensate you what they have taken away from you. So first of all, pure, then peace-loving. Then after that, considerate. When you take a decision, consider all the pros and cons, all the parties or the individuals involved with that decision, and consider faithfully the word of God, what the word of God speaks about that issue. The Lord will lead you through His word, and He will define to you your problem from the scripture and the way to go out and solve that problem. So we have pure, we have peace loving, we have that the wisdom of the Lord is considerate. After that, submissive. Submissive to the word of God. Some people, they say that the Lord spoke to me. But what the Lord has spoken to them, it contradicts the word of God that is in the Bible that we have. God, when He speaks, He should not contradict Himself. He should not contradict what is written in the Bible. So we need to be fully submissive to the word of God. That's what we say. You need to read your Bible daily, every day, and from beginning to the end, and from cover to cover, so that you will be aware of what the word of God say. And as you submit yourself to the word of God, to the authority of the word, and do faithfully what the word of God says, then you will receive the heavenly wisdom. The next character of the heavenly wisdom, full of mercy and good fruit. There is a good fruit. There is a merciful deed. There is compassion in the mercy of God. There is cruelness in the wisdom of the devil, the non-spiritual wisdom. But the wisdom of the Lord is full of mercy and good fruit. After that, impartial. There is no favoritism. When you have favoritism, when you are discriminating, when you are treating the people with a different scales and different rules and different standards, then what you have now, you are not having the spiritual decision that from heaven, but you are having the earthly wisdom, the devil that come from devil. If you are partial, favoring one or on another, favoring certain parties, favoring one of your children above other children, you are playing impartiality, and that will not help you to take a right decision. It will not help you to reach the decision that comes from heaven. And the last character of the wisdom from heaven is sincere. You need to be serious with God. You need to be serious with the Lord. Serious to obey, serious to apply in our life. And the Lord will bless you. Peacemakers will sow in peace, raise a harvest of righteousness. Peacemakers, those who serve the Lord quietly, they are not delayed in position, in taking important seat and post like the Pharisees at the time of Jesus. They are not interested in these things, but they are interested in serving the Lord. We need to be peacemaker, To sow in peace, continue to serve the Lord, even there are around you riots, problems, people not responding, people loving on you, people persecuting you. Don't be intimidated by that. Focus on what God wants you to do for Him. You will have a harvest of righteousness. We will have a great harvest if we do not give up. Let's come to the Lord with these points, with this explanation. I believe that the Holy Spirit is speaking to each and every one of us of certain sins that we need to commit ourselves fully unto the Lord, and the Lord will bless us. Kneel down and tell Him, Lord, I repent from my sins. Tell the Lord your sin, as we had explained from the message. If there is work of the flesh, selfish ambition, jealousy, bitterness, envy, disorder, evil practices, you come to the Lord and repent and renounce all this sin. Fear God if you are about to do wrong things. Fear the Lord. Repent. Even you can do it, but if the Lord did not tell you and the Word of God did not speak anything about that things that you are planning to do, stop it right now. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke the devil in your life. Kneel down and tell the Lord, I will not do it, Lord. I will fear you. Humble yourself in God's mighty hand. He will lift you up in due time. Humble yourself. Humble down. Give up your own plan, your own will, your selfish ambition, and surrender your will and your plans to the Lord. Tell Him, Lord, I give up that particular plan that not from you, as clearly the message speak about that. And Lord, I humble myself. I ask you, Lord, give me, Lord, your wisdom. Lord, according to your promise in James chapter 1 verse 5, your word say that if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask. Lord, I lack wisdom. I want your heavenly wisdom. You direct me, Lord, and be with me, O God. I don't want to do anything against your will and plan for my life. Lord, grant me the heavenly wisdom. And Lord, I pray and I need and I want to have a good life in thy presence. And I desire to do the good work of yours that you had to prepare in advance for me to do. Lord, I pray you bless each and every one, brother and sister, that they pray and they repent and they commit their life fully unto you, and raise them as workers to save you. Make them fruitful and effective. Let them, O God, be filled with your spirit and your wisdom, and use them mighty for your glory. Devil, I rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus in their life. Go away. Don't disturb anyone of them. They belong to Christ. Lord, I pray that you take this message with the power of the Holy Spirit and make it reach those who are waiting and willing to hear your word. And I pray for revival. I pray for more workers, O God, as a fruit of your word and the Holy Spirit in their life, O Lord. And I pray that the purpose that you send the message shall be accomplished in the life of your church and your people. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.